Welcome to Easel Talk, the podcast for EaselInsight.com, with your hosts, Phil Stark and Gabor Svagrik. This podcast is created for artists by artists. To follow along with today's discussion, remember to download the show notes at EaselInsight.com/blog. And now let's get started with today's episode.
Welcome to Easel Talk. My name is Gabor Svagrik.
And I'm Phil Stark.
And today's topic is why very edges.
Edgy podcast.
A very edgy podcast today, so make sure you're sitting down for this one. Before we start, it's interesting when Phil and I went to art school, we're kind of talking about this, that they really didn't discuss edges that much in art school for us. And I think there was a reason for that, and the reason I believe now is because we needed to understand the fundamentals, which is drawing, value, and color, the three biggies.
Before. Right.
So I think that's why they said, "Well, you'll learn about edges on your own."
Kind of the outgrowth of understanding values and shape is the next step would be edges. And edges, the definition being the boundary of your shapes.
Yeah.
We have to do something with them. You can't have them all the same hardness or all the same softness.
Yeah.
So we need to vary the edges.
Yeah. Edges are exactly. It's obviously a good example is where a light and dark value comes together, and it's not blended. Well, it could be. So it's where let's say where a black value and a white value come together, and that's that edge. You can do several things with it. And you can have it hard, where there's no blending. You can have it soft, where it's blended together. There's a soft edge there. Or you can have it a broken edge. You're kind of dragging your brush along too. I'm sure we can come up with some other ones, but these are the three big ones, three ways you can control that edge where those two different values or colors come together. So it's that meeting point. You can control the viewer's eye by these. Generally, most paintings will have more soft edges than hard edges in them because hard edges tend to pull the viewer's eye in. So that's one of your tools in your toolbox is understanding these hard, soft, or broken edges to lead the viewer in. So again, most paintings will have more soft edges and less hard ones. Hard ones is where you want the focal point generally to go to. So that's, again, I'm not saying take it with a grain of salt, but, put all this stuff, anything we talk about into practice and see it for yourself. But again, we talk about our own experiences and that's what Phil and I have seen. So that's why the definition that I just gave you.
Yeah, the main rule we always say in art school at figure painting class was that the sharper edges were for objects that came towards the viewer.
Yeah.
And the softer edges were those areas of the form that went behind or receded.
Yeah.
And again, there's a billion variations in between that. But if you think in terms of using edges to create form, and you do that in still life between objects, and there's the idea of you had mentioned transitional.
Yeah.
On more rounded objects, you need that transitional edge that shows it.
Yeah, like in landscape painting, if you have a rock is a good example too. You have certain rocks, like the rocks in the Canadian Rockies are very jagged, like the rocks that fall off the cliffs, like you see them laying around, versus there's areas in Arizona where they're more round. So in the jagged edges, that transition between light and dark will be very sharp. It's a hard edge, right. Versus in the rocks. Like imagine like a riverbed rock that's more ground down because of the river. That transition will be soft. It's a soft blended transition, and that explains the form too. Mm-hmm. So in figure drawing, that will explain the form, how a form turns, how the upper part of the leg. It's a good example because it's a bigger area and how the form turns. There's going to be softer edges. You're not going to have hard edges on that form because it's a soft turn. So thing, but when you look at somebody's back and you see the bone, the what do you call it, the clavicle? I guess it's the clavicle. It's the one that sticks
clavicle.
Out. Clavicle in the back. There might be some harder edges there because the way the form is. So with edges, you can explain things to the viewer and control the viewer's eye too.
Exactly.
So there's it does have two purposes too.
And if you look at some artists' work, like Edgar Payne, or even more so William Wendt. William Wendt used a lot more angular, sharper edges on everything. His trees were more angular. Yeah. Clouds even looked like heavy rocks because edges were a little bit sharper. And of course, you use softer edges also. But you can certainly push edges even more, sharper or softer, to get the effect you want.
Yeah.
And our eyes are drawn to sharper edges, not softer edges. So the focal point is where we want more sharp edges, as well as objects that are coming forward as opposed to going back.
Yeah. You look at, thinking about, I'm having a moment here, who's a Russian painter, but lives here in America.
Fashion.
Yeah, look up Nikolai Feshin, or we'll put it into the show notes, I guess. This one would be a good one. Nikolai Feshin was a master of edges. I cannot, think of a better example right now about edges. A modern living painter, still life painter, Laura Robb comes in mind always. She paints still lifes, but, just she's awesome with the edges. So, having mystery in a painting, that's where edges, all this edge business comes in, and controlling it, it's a controlled chaos.
Yeah.
Basically, I call it chaos because it looks like chaos, but it's controlled. It's a thought out chaos. And if the artist knows what they're doing. So, these two painters two artists that we just mentioned, they're really good examples, and there's a list of them. There is. We'll post other ones in there too, but study that, look at those, and those are not accidental, and the edges are very powerful if used properly. But again, if you're still struggling with values or drawing, listen to this podcast, think about it, but do not concentrate too hard on this right now.
Right.
We want to make sure that you grow in that, the really two super important basic fundamentals is your drawing, and then design and values. Those are the two or three. We can combine maybe design and drawing together, but I think they're sort of separate. But so we always want to make sure that we're pushing back, pushing you to content, and that's what we're doing with Easel Insight, the membership site. We built it specifically where, it's built, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the pillars in order, and we always stress the order of things. It's really, really important. You can be painting a lot, but if you're not getting ahead, that means you're most likely not investing enough time in one of those pillars. That's basically it. You're just like rushing through that pillar. You're rushing through, okay, I got value down, but you really didn't get value down. You moved forward, and then you're painting, and then you might be not getting into those shows or what have you, things like that. And again, there's specific reasons for that. It's not a mystery. This is not a mystery. We don't, there's feelings involved with painting, but we're teaching fundamentals. So, and with fundamentals, especially with drawing and value, there's really not much argument there. Color we can discuss, and you might have your own theories with it, but the two big ones, drawing and value, it's pretty black and white.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you're doing edges, again, like you're saying, the focus should be on the four or five major core elements of painting, and edges will come as a result. Although there's, I don't know how you approach this. When I tend to paint, I tend in my block end to keep my edges all fairly hard, not really thinking about it, and then go back
and decide where I want them softer. Or I go the other way. As I block in, I can soften everything, depending on how thick I paint. And then go back and sharpen edges where I think they need to be sharper or harder.
I'm more the opposite, more softer in the beginning.
Softer and then sharper.
Yeah, but yeah. You can do either or, whatever your personality or that painting requires.
Or if you're really good, have every brush stroke be a finished brush stroke.
Yes.
And just do the edges perfectly as you progress from one shape to another.
If you're really good.
So, we want to see. Bore and I are still working on that.
So. If you're that good, we want to see. Definitely see that. So again, don't put too much pressure on yourself with the edge, with the edges. It's something that we need to discuss. You need to, pay attention to it, because edges just come up either way. I mean, they're just there all the time. But focus more on your drawing and value before you would ever get into the edges.
And I learned more about edges, I think, from seeing how other artists handle them.
Yeah.
See in context where a softer edge works better, where a harder one. So really study a lot of artists and see how they.
Yeah.
And some artists don't use it. Yeah. A variety of edges. Maynard Dixon, all edges were. I think he wanted more of a flatter composition.
Yeah.
And you can contrast that to maybe a Zorn figure where.
Yeah.
He uses edges quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I gravitate towards more painterly painters, and more painterly painters tend to use edges more. Although I really like Maynard Dixon's work too, but his work changed too if you look at it on the larger scale too. So again, your work will change too. It goes through phases, and. You'll hone in on things you generally like to paint, but again, always push yourself. And edges are sort of falls in with color almost. It's in that thing where it's subjective sometimes. It's how you use it.
Exactly.
It's more I kind of associate it with color in that sense. It's a very not deep subject, but it could go whichever way.
I think one of the problems with edges now is when we use so much photography, which we all do, the camera sees all hard edges pretty much.
Right,
everything, it focuses in everywhere. So you really need to think about, even though the photograph shows harder edges, would it work better if I just lost that edge or softened it or created a broken edge?
Yeah, we when we go over a painting, correction-wise, we've been using our iPads, and the software has these various type of brushes, and generally what we do, I've seen it, because I've seen, of course, Phil's corrections too, but we tend to loosen up certain edges, and we really didn't, the painter painted all the painting, we just went in there and loosened up some of those edges.
Yeah.
And again, just that little difference with edges sometimes can make a huge difference in the painting.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of consciously seeing these things. All these episodes that you listened in the past too, we hope that you listened in the past. It's these are conscious thoughts. They're not subconscious. They will become subconscious the more you do it, because it just kind of sits there. And you do it, but these have to be thought out things that you think about it before, as the painting progresses. Sometimes you might, I don't have everything planned out in a painting, but generally I know where I want the focal point to be, and in order for me to get that focal point across, I need to use my tools in my tool belt, and edges is one of them. Of course, color, value, all those other things too, but that's part of the tool that I have at my disposal. I might not use it fully or much, but I know it's always there.
Well, real quickly, let's talk a little bit about what brush would you use to go in and lose edges? Is there a particular, or just the same brush you block in with?
I like to use the flat brushes. I use this little scruggly little paintbrush from the hardware store. We'll put an image in there too, but the big one with edges is you need to work wet on wet. I think that's more the bigger thing is you got to work wet on wet, because once it dries, it's dried. It doesn't have the same poetry. So it's But I don't use the fan brush or anything like that. I know some artists do. If it mm-hmm. works, then do it. You know. What about you, Phil?
Lately, the past few years, I've been using a little more synthetic brushes when I want to go back in and just strictly look at edges. And I'll use, because a synthetic's a little softer than a bristle. Bristle yeah. takes off too much paint. But you know, whatever you're more comfortable with, what you want to stay away from, I think, is tiny brushes.
Yeah.
Then you start picking at edges. So use as big a brush as possible.
Yes.
Block things in. Think yes. about edges being softer or harder.
Yes. Well, we hope that we gave you a little bit more insight on this topic. I'm sure we'll talk about this in our other podcast in the future. So we will see you on the next show.
Talk to you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Easel Talk, the podcast that takes your art to the next level. Subscribe to and review our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher. Check out our website, easelinsight.com, for more episodes and information. See you next time on Easel Talk.